untouchable, or rather, good touchable. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Untouchable, or rather, good touchable. We do our very utmost to stay away from things that are past, things that are future, things that are maybe, and living in the present. And so when we say untouchable, we say we're untouchable by conditions that make us unhappy. We're untouchable by people pushing our buttons. We're untouchable by a world that is not necessarily what we want it to be. Now, let's just switch that around and let's say we're good touchable. Are you good touchable? Are you touchable by every beautiful thought that you have? You are. Are you good touchable by every loving thought that you have, every unconditionally loving thought that you have about yourself and about others and about the world about you? Are you unconditionally loving? Are you untouchable? Anything that is not harmonious with your highest and best? Or are you touchable by everything that is your highest and best? How can we learn to be touchable on all things that are beneficial and good to us? To be untouchable, we do that quite easily. We try to be untouchable when people push our buttons or when people make us unhappy. But why not be touchable to when people make us happy? Be touchable for when we make ourselves happy. Be touchable when we have any relationship that turns us on and says, life is wonderful. Oh, yes, indeed. Life is wonderful. But life is only wonderful when we are touched by the things that make us feel that life is wonderful. Life is wonderful only when we're touched by the things that say to us, hey, this is a great world we live in. These are great people we are surrounded by. This is a universe of magic and wonder and goodness. This is something so exciting and so fantastic that we just don't know how to put a word on it. We don't know how to speak about it. And, of course, we don't have to try. We just live it. We live in that touchable world of joyfulness and happiness and peace. We live in that touchable world of wholeness, harmony, love, right action. We live in a touchable world of marvelous things going on all the time, all the time, all the time. Can you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Can you live in your touchable? All the years of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All the years of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. From the time I was born until the time I moved to another dimension. All the years of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. What a wonderful way to be. As I think those thoughts and experience those activities, my life is a very fulfilling experience. Now, no matter what I do, if I go in the kitchen and have a glass of water and then rinse out the glass and wipe it dry and clean, put it away. If I have a wonderful dinner and then after the dinner I go in the kitchen and clean up all the dishes and put them all away in the cupboard and have everything all beautiful, neat and clean, wipe off all the surfaces so they're all usable for whatever purpose I want to do. These are all beautiful, wonderful, touchable things that make my life a glorious experience. Every time I can take a few minutes to just sort of organize my desk, put things in order on my desk, I'm touchable by an organized desk. I look at my desk and I see, hey, all is in balance. Oh, I got projects here and projects there that I'm working on, and I love them, and they're great, and they're wonderful. They keep me very busy, very active. I have emails to write, and whenever they come in, I try to immediately respond to them. If there's an email from any of my students or any of my friends or family, I immediately respond to it when it comes. And when Henry Reitenkamp writes and says, hey, this is wonderful. And he says, that's fantastic what you have just said in your morning talk. I really enjoyed it. And I send him back a little note. Thanks, Henry. Always happy to hear wonderful words like that. Know that your life is filled with all the joy and happiness that you spread out to others. And then when Roland Edwards down in Florida, he writes his newsletter, and I read the newsletter, and I make an overall summary of the newsletter in my mind and think of all the good things that he's reported on and said and dreamed about. I say, Roland, you just know how to make your friends and people feel delightful in your comedy, in your world, in your activity. They just think that you're the greatest because you think you're the greatest, and you are. You're touchable by everything that makes life wonderful. We do that. Ellen has been traveling around the world recently and having some very fantastic experiences with her family and friends. And everyone she meets, everyone who sees her, they say, Ellen, you are fantastic. Ellen, you are a bright, sparkling light. Ellen, you are such a marvelous lady. You are filled with peace. You're filled with... And she is. She is filled with peace because she's touchable by every beautiful thing in her life, in her world, in her creation. She's not untouchable by things that are not pleasant because she does not choose to dwell on things that are not pleasant. She dwells only on things that are pleasant, like her ideal spirit, mind, and body. She dwells on her ideal relationships with herself and her family. She dwells on the ideal friendships that never die. They just live on forever because they're based on such purity and wholeness and goodness. Which is the nature of Ellen, which is the nature of all of us. We are all built on the nature of wholeness and balance and harmony and peace. Gabriella and Alvin spent over a month with us here on campus, and she every day would say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And every day she would feel a little more crisp, and all of her attention to things of the past or the future faded away, and she began to be so positive and so good based upon living in the now. And Rosalie, her mother, was with her, and she just did beautiful things, and she just loved doing active things. She's a woman who loves to be involved and active, and she's active in the now. She sees flowers now. She sees everything now. To get her attention sometimes is difficult because she's so concentrated on the now, on whatever she's doing. Would that we could all be so concentrated on the now, whatever we're doing, that it holds our entire interest, our entire inspiration, and it's the only thing that is important to us at the moment. And living in this now, at the moment experience is something we can all do. We can be touchable by everything that is good and beautiful, and we set the parameters on what touches us. And so we set the parameter on what touches us, and we say that all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is wonderful, all that is fantastic, all that is loving, all that is marvelous, all that is right now. I live in the now. I live in the touchable now. I am touched by every beautiful thought I think, every beautiful person in my world, and every beautiful realization that passes my consciousness. I live in a great, wonderful, beautiful, fabulous world of my choice, a world of my decision, a world of unconditional love for all in my world. And all are in my world, including me, and starting with me. And everything begins with me. And I touch myself by happiness. I touch myself by joy. I touch myself by harmony. I touch myself by peace. And I say, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace in my world, and it began with me. Now there is peace in my family, and it began in me. And now there is peace in my body, and it began with my thought, with my positive, wonderful, touching thought of how wonderful this body is and how wonderful this life is and how wonderful I am. Say this for yourself, know this for yourself, live this for yourself, and enjoy how wonderful you are, because truly you are beyond words. You are so beautiful, so wonderful, so loving, so fantastic. Have a wonderful day. Let your heart soar into the infinite allness and be touched by all that is good and beautiful. And that's all you know. That's all I know. I love you. I love you. I love you.